Welcome back. 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, the editor of the Washington Times, John Solomon. Hello, John.
How are you, Eddie?
I'm doing just fine, although I got to tell you, this morning when I saw the headline, FBI had human source in contact with Osama bin Laden as far back as 1993. It kind of, you know, kind of got my attention. I guess my first question to you has got to be the old, what did we know? When did we know it? Obviously 1993. But what have you discovered?
It's a really amazing story. You would think by now we would know everything about September 11th, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden.
Right.
And in fact, one of the most significant contacts the U.S. government ever had with Osama bin Laden, we've never been told about it, escaped the notice of the 9/11 Commission, the intelligence committees, everybody who investigated Al-Qaeda after 9/11. What we now know is that the FBI had a human source who had direct meeting with Osama bin Laden in 1993. He ascertained that bin Laden wanted to finance attacks in the United States.
Right.
And in fact, he was planning an attack in Los Angeles, and they were able to divert that attack and stop that attack based on this human asset information.
All right. Now, how did this information about this individual, how did it fly under the radar for so long?
I was thinking when your introduction came in, maybe the music Mission Impossible might have come on, because getting an answer to that has been the Mission Impossible. The FBI can't explain. The 9/11 Commission can't explain. The House Intelligence Committee Chairman can't explain how everybody didn't know about this after all the exhaustive investigations. And I think the short answer is somebody didn't want this information out there, and so we hid it somewhere.
All right, so if it were deemed classified information, could all of the parties involved just been playing by those rules, figuring? No,
The House Intel Committee chairman said specifically, and he had the highest level of classified access.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I didn't know about it, and I should have known about it. So it appears to me that either it was slipped in a paper blizzard and no one saw it, or they just didn't provide the information. There's no doubt the FBI never briefed anyone about it. So,
all right, but this came out in a lawsuit?
It did. Nothing like a good old-fashioned internal housekeeping problem. An FBI agent sues the Bureau for Discrimination. He was one of their best counterterrorism fighters before 9/11.
Right.
He's the guy that developed this asset. After 9/11, he was mistaken to be a Muslim whose loyalties were in doubt to the Bureau. He wasn't a Muslim. He's a Coptic Christian, and they took him off his terrorism case duties. He sued later, and this came out almost accidentally in the middle of the case.
And I can assume that hardly anyone was paying any attention to this case. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be. It's
right.
It's an internal lawsuit about discrimination on the job. I mean, who's really going to go to court and sit there and watch
it? The lawyer said there was only three people in the courtroom, the judge, the lawyers, and the witness. That
no
was
kidding.
And so it fell like a tree in an empty forest, and no one knew about it. We were doing some research on the origins of Al-Qaeda, stumbled across the court case, looked at it, and were just floored when we saw it.
Wow.
Really,
and I understand this story is now blowing up across the country.
It is. We're seeing a lot of people pay attention, CNN, Fox, NBC. It's an important story because it adds to the storyline of what we knew about Al-Qaeda before today. The U.S. government's official story is we didn't have access to bin Laden in the early 90s, and we don't even think he got into financing terror attacks into the late 90s, and in fact, everything now is flipped on its head.
Yeah, and the 9/11 Commission, I remember saying, hey, look, we've got no evidence saying that we had any kind of connection here, and now, I mean, this blows a hole in everything.
It does. It changes the entire storyline of what we knew. It doesn't necessarily say we could have prevented 9/11, but it certainly shows that the government knew a lot more about Osama bin Laden earlier and had direct access, something we didn't have before 9/11.
Yeah. I notice you have comments from people like Pete Hoekstra in there. He's a former congressman.
Right.
And, ranked pretty high in this whole investigation.
He did.
He says, hey, it's pretty obvious somebody was hiding it from us.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of frustration. When we first told people this, the first reaction is, you're kidding me. And I think as we gave the documents to people, they read it themselves, all of a sudden they said, wow, this is pretty significant information. We should have known about it.
Yeah. You pointing at any one individual who maybe dropped the ball or perhaps didn't drop the information?
One of the great things about an agency like the Bureau, and we've seen it time and time again, remember all the confusion about who knew what when before 9/11.
Right.
It's a huge bureaucracy, and it generates tens of thousands of pages of documents a day. And if someone wanted this not to be found, you stick it in some back file and under some weird computer name, it'll never be found in that bureaucracy. And it's probably what happened here. I mean, we don't know for sure. No one can answer that question.
Yeah.
But a lot of people can answer the question, should we have known? And the answer is yes. And I think today we finally got that news out there.
I'll be darned. Now, is there any more to this story, or do we there just kind of sit back and wait? And
there is more that the Times is working on. Now, I can tease a little bit. When you have access to a source like this, the question then is, what else did he tell you besides what's in this document?
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be able to answer that question in a few days.
Huh. Very interesting. All right, folks, if you haven't read it, please check this out. It is in today's Washington Times. It's entitled, FBI Had Human Source in Contact with Osama Bin Laden as Far Back as 1993. It's by Guy Taylor and John Solomon, editor of the Washington Times. John, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. It's 1239 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned. Charlie Hurt coming up in just a couple of minutes right here.